Good morning, guys. Thanks for having me.
Why Pink October, mate?
Oh, look, I think we, as a company, the big organisation does it for a month anyway. They do it as basically a small type of organisational thing. They do just changing of uniforms and they do cupcake days, smaller things like that. So for us, we kind of looked at it and wanted to do something a bit bigger and wanted to do something that could probably impact the community here a bit more. So that was the reason for doing it, and it's kind of blown up a little bit bigger than we thought.
It's fantastic, though, and locally it supports the Tasmanian Breast Cancer Network, which is really important to point out that the funds raised do actually get to stay here on the coast and locally.
Absolutely, Jess. I think the biggest important thing for us was to come into this and realise that there were local women that were missing out on some of the support networks. So I think if we can give back a little bit, and we've said all the way along, if we can contribute just to one person's treatment and making their life a little bit easier, then we've done the right thing. Hopefully now we're on track to do something that might impact a lot more women, so that would be great.
Now, you had your special event last Friday night at the Mersey Yacht Club as well, and we learned a little bit more as to what the money gets spent on. It can be something just as simple as a fuel voucher to help a person living with cancer get around or make their life just a little bit easier by tokens like that.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it is the small stuff. It's the personal stuff, I think, that is maybe missed across the way. There's a lot of really good medical help and there's a lot of specialist treatment, but I think the thing that we probably forget about is the personal aspect of breast cancer and how it impacts families. And I think if we can make sure that people do not have that financial issue of maybe, like you say, transport costs, or even just to a point of getting out of the house and having a meal or going to a movie or something really small like that, can it really impact people. So I think that's really important, that we maybe contribute to those things as opposed to just concentrating on the medical side.
And the photos are up from Friday night's event on your Facebook page, looking fantastic. It looked like a brilliant night. Also on your Facebook page, we've got an auction happening where people can bid on items donated by local businesses, and more information about the Pink October Walk. And that one is coming up at the end of the month, yeah?
It is. Coming up at the end of the month down at Roundhouse Park on Sunday the 30th. We're looking forward just to getting a heap of people together. That's really just aimed at an awareness type campaign. So if everybody could come along, you know, grab some pink. And really, I think it is just a big thing for where we can get the community involved and maybe raise a few dollars on the day as well, but more so that one's just about getting a really good group of people together and going for a walk along the waterfront and hopefully impacting some really good lives as well.
Excellent. So I think the key thing here is to probably give a thumbs up to your Facebook page and you can find out more there.
That'd be fantastic.
Good on you, James. Thanks, mate.
Lovely, guys. Really appreciate it.